Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Lunaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled The Throne of Theos. I'm going to be reading from Revelation chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper or sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about in sight, like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold, or stephanos of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts, each of them had six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Revelation chapter 4 is pivotal to the structure, the literal structure of the Revelation or the Apocalypse, which is the last book or document in the New Testament. The revelation of Jesus Christus, or the revelation of Jesus Christ, was given by to John while he was in exile on an island in the Aegean Sea called Patmos. In chapter 1, John states, in verse 9, this pivotal information: "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so here, John provides for us insight into the why of his situation. He had dared to teach the love of God. He had dared to bring the message of redemption. And so John's redemptive voice was rejected by the elite and the power structure of that day. There is indeed the offense of the cross. There is indeed the offense of the gospel. But John's life had in no way been itself offensive. The Evangelion, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is a pivotal, it is the pivotal, and the most powerful message in this world. It is indeed the Logos of God. It is the Word of God that speaks about the human condition and provides the answer to the fallen human condition and to what every man and woman faces outside of Christ. And so John gave his life to publishing this message. But then the believers, that is, the believing ones, had or were being persecuted by those of John's day. This book, that is Revelation, was written at a time when the churches were undergoing tremendous and extreme persecution. There were two very important periods of persecution during the reigns of Nero in AD 37 to 38, and Domitian AD 81 to 96. And so the book of Revelation was designed to provide encouragement for the believing ones. The message, indeed, is written in a language or in a literary style that the believing ones would understand through the power of the Spirit of God. And during or in their temporal crisis, in their temporal struggle, they would be given an oasis, that is, a foundation of hope. The biblical definition of hope is confident expectation for future. John provides the saints of God with this hope by providing them this very important information. Chapter 4 talks about the intrinsic environment of God. It is interesting that in chapter 4, John notes this for us in verse 2, in Revelation 4, 2. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, this throne of God, this throne that John sees, was never placed there because it always was. So, John uses the verb set, and he uses the imperfect tense. And so, it is a very important tense in the Greek so that we would grasp the magnitude of what John is saying what he wants us to grasp. This throne was not set up through a coup. This throne was not set up through someone usurping a pre-existing power structure. This throne always was and is and is to come. This is the very throne of God. The psalmist stated that the Lord sits enthroned above the floods. And the floods, in my bull, that word floods that's used in by the psalmist is the same word that is used in the Genesis document with regard to the Noahic deluge flood. We say flood, but it is the Mabul, which speaks a universal catastrophic event, whereas flood denotes maybe in some a local phenomenon. This the Noahic deluge was anything but a local event. This was catastrophic, and it was global. And so the psalm states that the Lord sits enthroned above the flood, which is a picture of human unrest, of human misery and unhappiness. And God is there. John states that God is here. John, who will provide more in chapters, beginning in chapter 6, he will speak about what is called the tribulation period. But here, at this very pivotal chapter, John is speaking to that which is intrinsic. It is the presence of God, the throne of God, so that the hearts of believers would rest in that reality, that God is indeed for us. Therefore, who can be against us? The intrinsic environment of God is characterized by his reign and his peace. And later on in chapter 5 of Revelation, we will see that the Lamb is the one who will unleash the tribulation period upon the world. Now, the word tribulation is an old word, and we use it for the Greek word, which means great pressure or squeezing. And this will be orchestrated by, this great period will be orchestrated by the Lamb himself. But for today, I would like for you to keep in mind that the throne of God is here. We can find rest, that is, we can find release for ourselves. We can find ourselves in Christ. It is God who provides for us a peace that passes understanding. We can have God's own peace. We can have God's own irene. We can share that with him when we are in Christ. And so, what John sees stabilize the soul, serves to give us hope, serves to let us know that God is indeed for us, and that we can hope in him, and that the crisis that is to come upon the world will be one in which the believing ones are shielded that they are from. And so, beloved, this morning, I pray that God will give you peace and that your heart will be blessed this day. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.